Jessica Mazaros with WUSF 89.7 News. Jean Schlumberger was one of the most celebrated jewelry designers of the 20th century. From his early days in Paris to his career at Tiffany & Company, Schlumberger attracted a faithful clientele of socialites and Hollywood stars. His work is now on view at the Museum of Fine Arts in St. Petersburg. WUSF's Kathy Carter paid a visit to see how his jewelry earned a spot among the fine arts.
There's all kinds of methods for creating art. Jean Schlumberger's medium was gemstones, from usable objects like cigarette cases and candlesticks to extravagant fine jewelry. The designer's work sparkles. The Museum of Fine Arts is offering two complimentary Schlumberger exhibits. Drawn to Beauty presents the jewelry designer's early pieces alongside drawings and historical photographs. Jorge Vidal, the museum's manager of special projects, says the artist didn't have formal training, but like many creative people of the 1920s and 30s, he made his way to Paris.
Which, for an artist, I don't think you can find a more exciting time in the 20th century, and found himself surrounded by fashion darlings and surrealist artists like Salvador Dali and Man Ray.
One of Dali's collaborators was well-known fashion designer Elsa Schiaparelli. Schlumberger was hired to create bejeweled buttons for the couturier's iconic fitted jackets. The two then collaborated on a line of costume jewelry. Several of those pieces are on view, including the gilt medal Cupid clip, so popular with fashionable ladies of the era. Vidal says by the late 1930s, Schlumberger was getting a lot of attention, and Schiaparelli didn't like it.
Schiaparelli, it is said, got a little jealous of this success, and that began a rift that separated the two.
Like many artists in the mid-20th century, Schlumberger's career was interrupted by World War II. After serving in the French Army, he moved to New York City and opened a small boutique. One of his early customers was socialite and philanthropist Bunny Mellon.
And she bought about a dozen gifts that day from his shop, and the friendship developed from there.
Mellon was soon gifting her friends with Schlumberger creations, like whimsical ruby and pearl starfish brooches. Mellon gave then-First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy her first Schlumberger jewel-encrusted enamel bracelet. Kennedy wore the bangles so often, the press nicknamed them Jackie bracelets. Vidal says they're still in production today.
That's something that you can't necessarily say about a fashion design that was created 60 years ago. And you're happy to walk into Tiffany's and buy one today if you would like.
Mellon became Schlumberger's close friend and greatest patron. Vidal says she collected Schlumberger's jewelry as fine art, as she did with the paintings of Mark Rothko and other artists. Mellon's collection makes up the second part of the exhibition. For this space, the museum hired an interior designer who transformed the gallery into Mellon's garden estate. The first scene is a dramatic winter wonderland meant to elevate the artistic value of Schlumberger's work.
From the very beginning, we wanted to do something very special. We were conscious that a jewelry show could be case after case after case of small objects. So most of the times when people turn this corner, there is an audible wow.
It's this part of the show that really brings the bling. A 200-plus carat necklace of 16 candy-colored sapphires with jasmine flowers and round diamonds is just one of the showstoppers. Then there's the brooch, shaped like a jellyfish, with 18-carat gold tentacles that swayed when its wearer moved. Vidal says pieces like these exemplify why Jean Schlumberger was both a jewelry designer and an artist.
When it is taken to these levels of craftsmanship and material and history, I don't think that you can deny its place among the other arts.
Or its place shining brightly in the galleries of a museum. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.
There's a talk with Tiffany's archivist at the museum tomorrow night in St. Pete. Details, along with the video and photos from the show, are on our website, wusfnews.org.